She's still got troubles in the red zone and troubles with the penalties, but what is it like to get the streak over?
Today really has nothing to do with the streak for us. We were pleased with the way that we came out and prepared this week. It's not easy to prepare for a difficult opponent that you don't know very well in just 2 or 3 days of preparation, and thought our team had a great attitude. You could tell that they really were looking forward to playing tonight and enjoyed the whole atmosphere and the fact that we only had 3 days in between. And we played complimentary football, and we played pretty well in all three phases. So, that's always feels better to win.
What is your reaction to the NFL Network inadvertently carrying an F-bomb and then having to apologize like that? They didn't, leave it out of the game.
It's the NFL Network. Doesn't surprise me.
How much is your emotion and your team's emotion? You said you're ready to play tonight. Mm-hmm. How much is that?
I think that's part, we talked about that last week after the loss. It's part of our makeup, maybe it's part of, it's part of who I am. I think it's part of, who a lot of our players are. And we don't want them to be somebody that they're not. We don't want them to try to, contain that if that's how they feel. And I think when you get it channeled in the right direction, that it's always a positive. It sometimes can go in the wrong direction. But I'm not, I'm happy that I have those guys in the locker room with us every week. And I love to go to work. I love to coach them. And, we have a lot of fun doing what we do and work hard to try to do it.
How important was Brian Dawkins? Yeah. I mean, we know, but today he comes out and
he's been playing like he's 25 all year. That's the spirit that he has. I mean, his spirit, I've said it a number of times already. I don't think I'll ever be around another player that has the spirit that Brian Dawkins does. And his leadership, the quality of it, just his persona, his positive attitude, the things that he brings to our team every day. What a great example for every player, every coach, whether they're young or old.
You coach with emotion and Doc plays with emotion.
Yep.
How much do you seek players that do play with
emotion? Seek, you said? How much do I seek? I certainly don't. That doesn't bother me, if they do that. You guys know we have a lot of them, and that's okay. I don't think that's a prerequisite to playing for me or playing here for the Broncos. I think it's always good to have a good mix or good blend of those kind of personalities on your team. Certainly not everybody can be like that, and we don't want them to be like that. But we would definitely, embrace people that play like that and show their emotion and personality. It makes practice fun. It makes the game fun. And, and then when you win, that stuff, like I said, is all positive. I think when you have positive personalities, and I think that's what we have, we don't have guys that get down. I mean, the last 4 weeks in our building haven't been, a funeral. We've had a great work ethic, a great resolve, and the seasons, you want to put yourself in position by Thanksgiving to be able to compete to make the playoffs. And that's what we hopefully have done. And, we've got to play well from now on out. And we know that. We know that's the situation that every team's in. And we're embracing that situation.
When the offense stalled out in the red zone early in the second quarter with the 3 false starts,
yeah.
What was the message you were trying to get across to the offense at that time?
We can't false start in the red zone. No. It was frustrating because we practice a lot down there, and we do a lot of different things. And when we do it right, we can be pretty good. And we certainly weren't very good, and I'll take the blame for that. The things we were trying to accomplish on those three plays obviously wasn't the right mix or formula at that point in time, and we didn't respond very well to it. So. Like you mentioned, NFL Network thing. I don't even know what that is, but I'm just saying that's their business. And the fact that we went over there and tried to have a little bit of a eye to eye, that was what that was.
Do you feel,
Are you aware of the camera?
No.
Or do you feel like you can coach that?
I don't even know. I have no idea where the camera was. I'm just, you know, trying to, I guess, do what I thought was best at the time. I think so. I don't have any, you know, final deal on that. But we were okay enough to go back in the game. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, he and Buck both, I mean, when you're running behind the line and you're running behind the fullback, you know, Spencer Larson deserves credit, Daniel Graham, Tony Scheffler, the entire offensive line. I mean, I don't know how many runs we had that went negative, but it couldn't have been many, you know. And for those guys to keep the line of scrimmage clean against a front like that, you know, they deserve a ton of credit. And I think that any back that's running behind a line like that that can give them time to find their crease and hit it, you know, they look like they're having a lot of fun out there too, to me, and that's a good sight.
Josh, your thoughts on those tests Brandon
had? He said I was going to see the beast tonight. I guess that's what it means, because that was those are catches that special people make. There's no question about that. You know, I mean, when you go up there and do it one-handed and then keep running, and there's not many people in the league that could do that. Say every time. Go for it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We thought that that might quiet them down a little bit. It's a team. It's a difficult team to prepare for, you know. And when you give them an opportunity to go ahead and mix and match their personnel and use all their different blitz packages and their nickel and regular defense and all the rest of it, it can be problematic. And on a short week, we just felt like mixing some of that in there to try to keep the game quieted down might be a good formula for us. We felt good about what we were going to do from that. I don't know that I knew we were going to run that many plays from it. But as the game wore on, it was just something that we felt very good about. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever plan you had to design, did it work well? What were you doing?
We were trying to kind of do a combination of we sent some pressure at him a little bit, but we definitely wanted to try to create some tight coverage, and some of that was with safeties behind him, and some of it was with a single safety. But we didn't want to let him stand back there and get into a rhythm and stand in the pocket and feel comfortable, and then pick and choose his receivers. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job of being competitive. They've got a really good receiving core, good tight end. Used their backs tonight some too. But we try to keep him off balance a little bit by either covering very tight and making him hold the ball a little bit, and then mixing in the pressures and trying to get to him before he could find somebody. And I think our guys did a nice job of executing the game plan. I don't really think that he really got into a great rhythm as the game wore on, and that was kind of our plan going into it.
Brandon made one-handed catch and pointed towards the ground.
Yeah.
What was that?
We were just talking about some things we thought might work, and he, you know.
He was right?
Or I was right. I don't know. I think I was right once, and he was right another time. But he's a smart player. He it's great to get feedback from your players when it's the correct information. And we got a lot of guys that can do that in terms of here's what I feel and here's how he's playing me, certain things. And that one, it was happened, I think, a couple of times where we talked about something that we could do on one or two of their corners, and he made it work. And nothing looks good unless you have, you know, players like that do things. You know, when they get their opportunities.
Did you think you limited their running game by how long you held the ball?
We were trying. I mean, I don't, you know, I know that we've been on the flip side of that now for a few weeks where we've had very, you know, small time of possession at times, and then we kind of fall out of the running game as the game goes along. We knew that they had dominated time of possession a lot during the course of this season, and if we allowed them to control the ball and maintain possession, it could be a problem, you know. So we wanted to definitely run it on offense. We thought that our running game offensively could help stop their running game defensively, if that makes sense, you know, because we try to keep them off the field as much as possible and put them behind and make them play some catch up. You got it. Thank you.